I'm not feeling the best in my body, but you know, I know that the church is where you get your healing from.
Yeah.
Amen. So nothing short of death would keep me from the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm a true believer in letting nothing separate me from the love of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everybody can be seated. Amen. It's a honor and a joy to be able to come before you again and try to give you what the Lord has given me. Let's turn to Psalms 37. We're going to read a couple of verses there, the 23rd through the 25th verse, Psalms 37. Amen. And then we keep your finger there, and then we're going to turn to the New Testament in Mark. Mark, the 5th chapter, we're going to read verse 23, and then we're going to skip down and read verses 35 and 36. Mark 5:23 and then 35 and 36. You know, sometimes Pastor Aaron saying that, you know, we prepare and we I had another message kind of prepared for today, but through all the things that happened this week, this is what I got up, and this is what the Lord said to say something about. So we have to do what thus says the Lord. You know, I had it all prepared. I was going to teach about the Good Samaritan today. Amen. I thought that was a good subject. Amen. You know, because we all need to be good to each other. Amen. But the Lord said, speak on this. Amen. So, Psalms 37, verses 23 through 25 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. That's me. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. That's a good saying. Amen. So let us go to the New Testament in the book of Mark. Amen. Mark 5, verse 23. It says, and he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she might be healed, and she shall live. We'll skip down to verse 35 and 36. Verse 35 says, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe.
Amen.
It's not over till it's over. Amen. Now, here in our lesson today, our message today, we have what appears to be a seemingly hopeless situation. Jesus, having been requested by Jairus to come and to heal his little girl,
yes,
whom he described was at the point of death. Now, this loving, distraught father had a real emergency that I'm sure took precedent over everything. How many of us has had sick children? We had to go to work.
Yes.
We had to provide.
Yes.
But when our children are sick, it don't make a difference. Amen. We're not going to work today. We're going to handle this situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
After all, what could possibly be more important than a life-threatening situation? And this is true to a lot of us. And yet, as Jesus went along his way, not only did he not, just take his time, it seemed that he got sidetracked.
Yeah.
He may not come when you want him,
yeah,
but he's always on time.
Yeah.
Now, we've witnessed in seeking God for certain conditions and circumstances in our lives that it seems like all the people all around us are being blessed. And they're getting the things that they seem to want, and they're not even trying to live for God. To us, our case is always, and it seems to be, the most extreme emergency, and that demands attention right now. We want Jesus to handle our case right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Come on, Jesus. Yes. We need you.
Right now.
No matter what Pastor Aaron is going through,
man.
No matter what our wives or our spouse is going through,
hallelujah,
we need you.
We need you.
I need your attention right now.
Right.
Yes.
And a lot of times, it seems like we can't feel him. It seems like he's forgotten about us.
Yes.
That he don't hear us. Or, like in our story today, he's gotten sidetracked along the way.
Yes.
Well, let me try to put your mind at ease. No matter how long it takes or how desperate our situation seems to be,
yes,
the most important thing is that we must learn is to trust God. And I put great emphasis on trust. God hears our prayers.
Hallelujah.
And he will certainly answer. I know it might have seemed pretty bleak to Job. But Job had one important thing going for him, and that was that he believed in God.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Today, we are living in the close of time.
Yes.
And it's very important for us to stop just talking faith.
All right.
And to have faith.
Amen.
Yes.
You hear what I said?
Amen.
Amen.
Talk is cheap.
That's right.
Yes.
It's time for us to stop talking faith and have faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter whatever else we have may have accomplished in this life, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I remember my mom preaching, and she said that you shouldn't panic, that it's just a test. Said if you can take it, you can make it.
All right.
One of her sayings, if you can take it, you can make it. So don't let the devil make you think that God does not hear you.
Amen.
Or he's not concerned about you. Don't you know that you are the most important thing in God's creation? He said for us to consider the little sparrow. And not one of them falls to the ground without the knowledge of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, we are much, much more valuable to God than any sparrow. Don't you know that we were created in His very image? We are God's masterpiece. You are so important to God that even the bald head people, the hairs on your head are numbered. You can try to shave them off, but they're still there. They're all numbered. So don't let the devil mess you around and jerk your chain and make you go sideways. We have to stay on track with God. While Jesus was seemingly very busy and doing something else, a message came and says, don't trouble the master any longer. Your daughter's dead. How many times in life have we witnessed those dreaded words? It's too late. The deadline is today. But saints, will you listen to what God said? Just the two little words, but they are so packed with power that it can make the difference. Those words were, like I said in the beginning, Jesus said, only believe. So don't you know by now that it's not over till Jesus says it's over? He always has the last words. No matter how hopeless it seems, God is in total command.
Amen.
He's in charge.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy make you doubt.
Amen.
You have to stand our ground.
Amen.
We have to know our place in God. We have to stay in it. There is no double standard or set rules. As I said, Jesus has the last say. The same thing goes for the young as it does with the old. Amen. Remember that there were more people on the outside of the ark than there were on the inside of the ark.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. But we know what happened. Everything that was on the outside of the ark died. Somebody said, do you think that God had Noah and his family inside the ark all that time with all these animals? Now, I don't know if any of you raised on a farm. I know one of my jobs was slopping hogs and cleaning pens, cleaning stalls. It's not a good smell. So you can imagine what it smelled like in the ark. But I tell you what, I'd rather been inside than outside. Because when God shuts the door, He has the last say. In the days of Daniel, he did not let his youth turn him against God. He did not let his condition cause him to doubt God. He did not allow the enemy to sway him with nice gifts. Because he purposed in his heart, he was determined to walk with God and be faithful to Him at all costs. We are not saved by chance or accident. We are not here today through coincidence. It is God's divine purpose that we be here. At this particular place, at this particular time. So we can hear what He requires of us. Because God knows that I'm going to tell you, and you can never go before Him and say, Lord, I didn't know. I would love for everyone to trust and obey. But God didn't tell me to force you to believe or to accept. That's entirely up to you. He just told me to tell you. And I refuse to go before God with that excuse that I didn't. What about the roots of your life? Are they withering away and drying up of a starvation diet? of inner resentment, negative thoughts, wrong attitudes, and lazy mental habits? Are they feeding your mind daily with determination, ambition, positive thinking, and personal improvements? Am I satisfied at being in Jesus, or am I satisfied with my position? There's always room for improvement. Like the Apostle Paul says, I'm reaching for the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. One writer said, I will be satisfied when I awake in his likeness. As long as we're in this flesh, there will be struggles. And we can always go higher and deeper in God. When you feel that you have gone as far as you can and that you are as strong as you can be, Paul said, let him that think he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Peter said, make your calling and election sure. In other words, be sure that your life is in accord with the word of God. There will be no exceptions. This is not Burger King. You cannot have it your way.
All right.
You have to do it the way that God said. It's God's way or no way. You have to remember, if you have not done it the way God said, like he said, you won't be able to enter into God's kingdom. It's just that simple.
Thank you.
Amen. We must make certain that our life is in accord with the word of God. Saints, we got too much riding on it, on our lives, on our soul to take a chance. Because the soul we save or lose will be ours. You may say, if I go to hell, well, I won't be by myself. As much as I love each and every one of you, I'll go to bat for you. I'll do whatever I can. I'll give you the shirt off my back. I'll sacrifice. But I'm going to tell you up front, I'm not going to go to hell for you. So ask yourself, would I be ready if Jesus came right now? It's a question each one of us should ask. If Jesus came right now, would I be ready? Only you know the answer to that question. If not, I would do something about it. I'm just going to leave you with that question. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. And pray for